Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
How do I ask my boss for a raise? I'm so jealous of my coworker's promotion. I just don't know what to do. Is there a good way to brag about my accomplishments? Careers are complicated, and there are so many hush-hush topics we're told we can't talk about. That's why you have the Career Contessa podcast. I'm your host, Lauren McGoodwin, and each week I'm joined by experts to help you overcome your workplace woes with actionable advice that you can use today. Subscribe to the Career Contessa podcast and make progress in your career every Tuesday.
Hey, friend, it's Nicole, host of the Nicole Walters podcast. Here's where we laugh, we cry, and we grant ourselves grace as we do life together. Let's get started. Hey, friends. So I am thrilled, as always, about this week's chat because I'm not by myself. I know that we usually do our back and forth in our Q&As, but I have a friend that you guys have to meet. So friends, this chat is going to be a good one, and I am so excited about it because, you know, I rarely introduce you to someone if I don't think it's someone that you need to meet. And this week, you get to meet my dear, sweet, super talented friend, Tito Ray. Now, I will let him introduce himself. We're going to talk about all this good stuff, but this is not going to be your regular chat. It is so easy to get caught up in the usual questions, but what we're talking about this time is success and sacrifice. So a couple of things you need to know. One, this is going to be the chat that might change everything for you, that might finally give you the fuel to your fire and a little bit of ease to some of the hardship that comes with the day-to-day life of chasing after your purpose. But also, this is the chat that you may want to grab your kids who are a little bit older and need to have a little fire under them to get it done. But I do want to issue a tiny disclaimer. There may be some language. And I want to let you know that the language that's there is well placed because we have been through it and we're keeping it very, very real today. So use your headphones or turn the volume down, but do not miss this chat. We're going to kick it off and we're starting right now. Tito, I am so excited that you are here today.
Me too.
Oh, this is great. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. You know, this is my first podcast ever.
Are you kidding me? Well, it's an honor because it's definitely not going to be your last. And you've done plenty of interviews. I mean, let's not pretend like you're not some superstar who's done tons of stuff. And we'll get into that in a minute. You guys, you may not know, but you might be able to hear it. Tito's a singer. He's a fairly well-known and frequently booked singer here in Los Angeles. And I've had the pleasure of meeting him through a lot of my friends who are here in the industry. And I'm excited to share him with you if you haven't already heard of him. He's all over social media. Just Google Tito Ray and you'll find him. But all that being said, Tito, can you just tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do here as a professional, and just some of the work that you've done?
Well, my name is Tito Ray. I came here 10 years ago, and I was brought here by somebody that's, maybe you know her.
I don't know. I've never heard of her.
Okay. Jennifer Lopez brought me here.
Oh, Jennifer Lopez. Yes. Yeah. From where?
From Chile. I am from Chile, South America.
Oh my gosh.
I've been on TV in Chile my whole life. I won my first TV show when I was 14 there. Then I was in the X Factor, TV, and all of that until that led me to a casting, an international casting that my manager at the time told me to go, mm-hmm. where J-Lo was looking for talent in Latin America.
Amazing.
And she chose certain people from Mexico, from all Latin America, to mm-hmm. find the Latino Cirque du Soleil in Vegas.
Okay, got
it. And I came, I did the reality show, I was one of the winners,
wow.
and I did a whole season in the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas at 19.
I was about to say, how old were you
I
at this
19.
Time? Just a baby.
I was a baby.
That's crazy because I know you now. You never should have been in Vegas at 19. I cannot imagine.
It was the worst because I couldn't do anything.
That's right.
I couldn't do anything.
Maybe that's the best.
But all of the other people was like drinking, having the
time of their life.
And like couldn't. People at the lobby knew that mm-hmm. I was 19.
Oh, they
and they will kick me
you.
Back out. They were like, okay, you're 19. You can't be here. I'm like, what? It's 10 p.m. Yeah, it's 10 p.m. Exactly. You can't be here. So I'll just go into my room and watch movies.
That's good. But that's good because one, especially in this industry, as we know, in Hollywood, it can get crazy.
It can get crazy.
So
and
probably
Vegas
not
is
the worst
crazy.
Thing. And Vegas is super crazy. So we'll talk a little bit more about what has happened in the 10 years since that time.
Yes.
But y'all, the reason why I had to let you meet Tito is not so much just because he's one of my many talented, super cool, ultra famous fancy friends, but because of his story. And his story is one that I think a lot of us can relate to. And you know, I always love looking at things from a different perspective. His story is one of sacrifice. And it's something that we don't often get to hear about because we're so focused on the, you know, what are the bullet points of how you became successful? And what are the things you've, you know, managed to accomplish that are worthy of being in People Magazine or Forbes? No, let's talk about what you're not sharing, you know, what you actually had to go through. So Tito, let's just dive right in. What is the hardest thing you've ever had to do to make money out here while trying to still work and be a working musician?
Well, everything started beautifully mm-hmm. with Jennifer Lopez in Vegas and
sure,
all that.
Sure.
And I didn't know English. I went to a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend that I met in Vegas that spoke Spanish. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I need to extend my artist visa. It's expiring at the end of May. And I need to go back, but I don't want to go back. I just sing for thousands of people. Yeah. And I wanted this for the rest of my life.
You were
know?
Ready to work.
I was ready to work.
Yes.
So I saved money. I went to a lawyer. Mm-hmm. I got a sponsor. I told them.
So you were trying to do everything the right way.
Yes.
I always like to say that for the
yes,
record.
Yes.
Because a lot of people will hear about immigration
yeah.
and they'll think, oh no, you know, everyone's just trying to kind of cut corners or sneak around back alleys. But just like, I'm
not
a child
me.
Of immigrants and, you know, and I've been to Ghana many times. And I take a lot of pride in being a Ghanaian American, you know, both sides of it, being both American and Ghanaian. And people don't realize a lot of people are like you, where you've come here very legally, mm-hmm. you have seen a sponsor and you've done all the paperwork, but sometimes things go wrong. So what happened?
And it went wrong. So I paid the money up front. And he said, okay, well, we got it from now. Go back to your work and then you can move to LA like you planned. You'll get your visa in the mail. Give us an address.
Wonderful.
And I'm like, okay, good. A month goes by. My visa expired already. I'm like, oh, okay, good. I'm going to get my own one. Woo!
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I call the number and the number didn't exist. I email my sponsor and he never heard back from these people.
Wait. What you're telling me is you were 100% legal. You were doing all of your paperwork. You tried to go through all the right formats mm-hmm. and do everything right, including paying extra money
yes.
to acquire the legal help that you needed
yeah.
at 19. You're
yeah.
a baby, by the
yeah.
way. And all of a sudden, your whole team ghosted you.
Yes. Yes.
I would have been in tears. As a mama right now, I'm just like, my poor baby, what happened?
No, my mom was, she wanted to kill that lawyer.
Oh, I bet.
And he wasn't even a lawyer. He was a broker.
Oh my gosh. So, okay.
I found out this years later.
Of course. So fast forward, now you're in the country and your status is questionable,
yeah.
you know. And
I was undocumented.
Undocumented
and,
at this point,
and
technically.
And if I went back, it will be 10 years of not coming back to the States or people are not able ever to come back to the States.
Right. So, I mean, you would have totally lost all opportunities
yeah, and
around it.
So that was the crucial moment when I said, listen, I just sing in the Mandalay Bay for months. I need to get back there.
Right.
Somehow.
I don't don't know about y'all, but I just constantly forget to take my vitamins. I wish I was one of those people that had the perfectly little sorted out stuff, but y'all know I'm a hot mess. And that's why I started taking AG1. AG1 is awesome because I know, just like you, you're worried about having more energy, having an optimized immune system, making sure that your gut health is together. We can't afford sick days. We are busy women. And that's where AG1 comes in. So here's what it is. With just one scoop of AG1, you're actually taking in 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced ingredients, probiotics, adaptogens, everything that you need so that your nervous system, your immune system, your energy recovery focus, and aging all come together. Y'all, I love this stuff. I throw a couple of the travel packs in my bag every day, and once I finish my morning bit, I've got a little bit more if I got to keep on going. Now, it's not too pricey. I want to let you know it's only $3 a day, a little bit less even. And that's cheaper than getting all those different supplements and trying to figure it out yourself. It's really an all-in-one nutritional insurance. I know you love the sound of that. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It really is just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Nicole Walters. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Nicole Walters to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Y'all, it's great, tastes wonderful, and it really works. Go get some. I just want to pause here for a moment. How many of us have had this moment where we have tasted a little bit of success and we've said to ourselves, we want to be able to keep going.
Yeah.
We want to be able to continue to chase this, but the moment is calling for us to sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us are in that moment right now? Are you ready and willing to make the sacrifice to keep going? So Tito, what was the moment of sacrifice here for you?
Well, I went from singing for thousands of people in an arena every night to washing dishes, making $10 an hour, and cleaning toilets for almost 6 years. I will audition for TV shows. I will get to the final stage because I feel like I had the talent and everybody will tell me you have the talent, and I could not get booked because I didn't have papers.
Oh.
I'm talking about America's Got Talent, The Voice, American Idol, all
every
this,
single
everything.
Show.
They
that
all
is a
wanted
show,
me, but they couldn't have me.
Because you couldn't
because I
follow
was,
the paperwork.
Yes,
that's what it was.
Exactly.
So for 6 years, even after you were hearing no's nonstop for 6 years, in a country that wasn't your own, in a place where you didn't speak the language, you just kept scrubbing toilets and showing up.
Yeah. And what really kept this flame going was going to open mics in LA. And I will, my shift will end at 7. And by 8 p.m., I will go back home, shower, do my warm-ups. And open mics is at 9:30, 10. And I will go prepared. And I'm like, okay, I need to show myself that I still got it.
Wow. So
and I will do it, and people will react to it, and I'm like, yes, you know what? Like I'm
still
freaking, I'm cleaning toilets and not getting tips and like all this thing, but I still got it, and I know somebody's gonna see it, and I know I'm gonna get somewhere.
Oh, so okay, let's. I mean, this is another great place to pause because I know anyway. It's funny because I know this about you, Tito, already. We've talked about this story, and even now hearing it this way is making me moved. I'm
it's
like
making
trying not to,
me emotional.
I know.
Too.
I'm trying not to tear up because how many of us have been doing this difficult work? I mean, there's nothing more humbling than knowing that you are cleaning toilets, but you have this gift from God that you are using every single night. I mean, it's like a movie, you know? And the only thing that's fueling you is just getting up on stage, sometimes in front of a huge audience, sometimes not in front of an audience, totally unfamiliar in a new city you don't know, but you keep showing up. And I hope that's what we're hearing. For all of you who might be saying, I am in a cubicle, or I am scrubbing dishes right now, or I am doing work that I know is frankly not my calling or my purpose, but at night I'm waking up to chase the thing that I love.
Exactly.
I love. So turning point, because, you know, we're not going to fast forward to the end. Y'all are going to stick for the story, but Tito's not scrubbing toilets anymore. Yeah. So we know that much. So, okay. So, I mean, I want to ask you, you know, when you were getting on these stages, was that rewarding? I know that it felt good to know you still had it, but that had to be hard too. Finding these gigs and going into new spaces and learning English at the same time. Like, I can't imagine how scary that
was.
It was
hard. Actually, during this time, I got cystic acne from all the stress. And I couldn't get treated for years because I didn't have the money. I didn't have insurance. I couldn't afford a dermatologist. Nothing.
And you're a performer.
And I'm a performer. So I was just covered up with a lot of makeup, which made it worse.
Sure.
But you know what? I am proud of what I am. Yes. And when I look at the scars, I'm like, I'm a fighter.
Yes.
You know, and I've been through a lot, and this reminds me that I'm winning.
Yes, yes, yes. But also, what's beautiful about what you're sharing here is you had to lose in order to win.
Yes.
And that is something I think a lot of us forget. When we're in the moment and in the season of the loss, we can't understand that that loss may be part of what's building us up to win on the other side. Mm-hmm. And it's something I really relate to right now because, as you guys all know, I'm going through a divorce. And doing that paperwork is not easy. Building a whole life, having everything, the house, the kids, the car, the money, plan. The family, the plan. And frankly, I loved my husband, you know, and to find out, you know, that that's not going to be your future. It's a loss that is unimaginable. But when I tell you I am in a winning season now and, you know, I can't share all the good things that are happening yet, but you guys will find out more later. But there's joy on the other side of darkness. Mm-hmm. And Tito and his story is an example of that. So tell me more about sort of that transition. There had to be a moment where you realized, I don't have to do these toilets anymore. I'm
so
figuring this
what
thing out.
What happened? Okay, well, we're going to talk about this then.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of these days that I was singing after my shift, somebody called me to do, they were paying me in cash to sing in a hotel, in a fancy hotel in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And I went and sang, and team of a famous, famous singer called Andra Day was there.
Yes, Andra Day. We love her. She's so talented.
So talented.
Oh my gosh.
And they saw me and they were like, we want to work with you.
Wait, freeze. You were just singing in a hotel lobby and they were walking through and they're like, who
is
that?
She was trying dresses for the Oscars and that hotel.
No.
And she was taking forever because she was going dress after dress.
Of course, of course.
They're like, we're going to have a drink at the lobby. And I was singing at the lobby.
But God, I just want to tell you, y'all, if you can't tell, Tito's life is blessed. It's one of the reasons why I am so drawn to him. And if you guys, you must follow him on social. He's everywhere. Tito Ray Music. You have to follow him. He is someone you want to win. Oh. I mean, he is a light in this world. And I'm actually, you know what? Now's a great time. Tito, can you sing something for
us?
I realize like we're talking and hyping up all this stuff. You guys, once you hear this, you will know. Ready for chills.
All right, so this is my first single. Actually talks about my experience being undocumented. I wrote it in 2019. It's called Nobody's Illegal. Okay? It goes like this. My grandfather told me to never give up. Cause if you keep working, you get to the top. So I left my country. I packed my bags, my dreams and my passport, and never looked back.
I'm like, you guys aren't here. And of course, you can always watch the footage of this on YouTube. We've got the YouTube channel, all that. Y'all, we are looking at each other with tears in our eyes. I love you so much, Tito.
I love you too.
So
such a good friend.
How incredible is he? I mean, chills. Chills and those words, especially after hearing your story. I mean, unbelievable.
Thank
so
you.
You guys understand now, full picture, why they stopped in the middle of their drinks in that hotel lobby, having a full-on LA magic moment to say, who is this kid?
Yeah, and that was great. They really developed me. Mm-hmm. You know, they did artist development.
So they took you under your wing, basically.
Yes.
That was
and
your
at
moment.
The same time, I was in the process of getting my green card. You know, I met my husband. We married. And at the same time that we were going through that, I met these people. And I'm like, actually, now it could work.
So things are really starting to come. So how many years were you struggling before
six.
And sacrificing? So a little over 6 years.
Six and a half.
Six and a half years before I mean, literally in the middle of the struggle, mm-hmm. in the middle of the sacrifice, you're in a hotel lobby mm-hmm. and God changed everything yeah. just like that.
But I feel like I manifested it. Mm-hmm. I will pray on my knees. I'm very Latino and dramatic. I was like, on my feet and my in the bed. I'm like, just take me to the right people.
Yes.
So I can yes, fix my God. Situation.
Yes.
And do what I came to do in this world, which I think it's inspire.
Oh, yes. And so let's talk about that, because a lot of times, you know, I have a Christian audience. I'm a Christian. You know, people talk all the time about, oh, yeah, well, I really, you know, I've just been praying for it. And I'm just praying that it happens. But with your prayer, you were working.
Action.
Because
you can pray, but you need to go and get that blessing too.
You need to go and get it. Go get that. Listen, we're going to preach on today. You better go get that blessing. Absolutely. And that's true, because you were also showing up, paying your bills,
yes.
scrubbing toilets, taking gigs where you could take gigs, working when you're tired. Mm-hmm. And you were doing all those things coupled with praying and hoping and believing mm-hmm. that change was going to come. Yeah. So you get developed, they find you, you know. And
so we had everything ready to launch. I'm Amazing. Talking CNN, MTV. I had an hour special on Spectrum News that it's, if you go online, you'll get it. It's wow. an hour interview on Spectrum News
wow.
about my life and my story being undocumented.
Wow.
A week after we released Nobody's Illegal, mm-hmm. coronavirus hit. I was going to open the tour of the most successful LGBTQ artists in Latin America, in Canada, in America. My first tour ever. I was going to open. It was so many dates. I had an agent. I had everything ready for success. I had my papers.
You were certain this was your moment.
7 years in the making.
Of course. Seven years in the making.
And then everything shuts down.
So I think this is a great place to call out that even if you're thinking that you're going to, everything's together, sometimes you have to get very good at starting over.
And that was a hard, that's been one of the hardest things of my life.
Devastating.
Because for a minute, I'm like, I am this close.
Mm-hmm. You could taste it. I mean, it was right there.
I could taste it. Mm-hmm. I had, anyways.
But that was also a lot of artists. I mean, like, I have a lot of friends in the industry. I mean, a lot of artists in LA, I mean, a lot of people quit. You know, they just stopped performing. They just stopped the depression.
And you know, that happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I went through a almost suicidal depression.
Of course.
During the pandemic.
Yeah.
And that's when I got my dog.
Oh my God.
That's when my dog saved my life.
Oh my
for real.
Goodness. Just joy. Finding joy. Yes. Joy
and just looking into his eyes and be like, I am here in this moment with mm-hmm. this puppy. Mm-hmm. Let's stab it.
Well, you also have a lot of great habits too, because I've seen you. You meditate, mm-hmm. you work out religiously, mm-hmm. you eat well, you take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, all those things help too.
It's survival skills, girl, because yes. without that, for all those years, I would have been a drug addict mm-hmm. or I would have been, who knows?
Listen,
what?
Tell it. It's so funny. And I hope that everyone listening understands this too, because a lot of people think that you come to LA and you get caught up in the life. You know, they see LA, they're like, oh, it's flash and it's drugs and it's, you know, music and that. The truth is, that's a choice.
It's a choice.
You know, you
and
can decide what
yours.
You want to get caught
and
up in.
And I'm not going to lie, I had a few years of rock and roll in
You were
Hollywood.
Also a baby.
You know,
clear.
I was 21
right,
in West Hollywood,
right.
you know.
We've all made choices at 21.
You know, but like.
I got married at 21. So
oh,
we all
really?
Made We all made choices,
okay.
girl.
So, but I lived that stage
yeah,
and
yeah.
it's burned and I don't need that anymore. So then during the pandemic, everything I had dissolved.
Wow.
We can't even say marriage included.
Oh, wow.
Everything went down south.
Wow.
And I was not getting booked because we couldn't be booked.
There's no place to.
There's
and also,
no place.
And no one knew when it was going to end.
No.
So no one knew what the path forward was.
No,
so it was
I couldn't
just,
go see
yeah.
my family because borders were closed.
Yeah.
It was a hard time and I just had to pull myself up again
mm-hmm.
by myself and mm-hmm. with my doggy, and now I'm in transitioning. I moved out of my place. I am actually also getting divorced.
Oh,
first
man.
Time that I said this live. And I'm starting over. I'm starting to book shows in LA, shows in Chile. I just did a TV show in Chile. It was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
I released a single with the number one rapper of my country right now mm-hmm. that is doing so well over there.
Amazing.
And I'm ready to release more music. But the thing is that this mm-hmm. is not a choice.
Yes.
This is my purpose. And I cannot live without music, without me writing songs. That's why I feel I do what I do, to inspire people and to show that you can come from the ghettoest of the ghettoest in South America, mm-hmm. you know, go to a public school and all those things mm-hmm. there. But look at me now. Yes. I'm 29. I'm still trying to make it happen. I'm still making money mm-hmm. and I'm full of dreams.
And you're full of dreams. Oh, I don't even know if there's much else I could add to that. Tito, you're wise beyond your years. I mean, I have to let you guys know, you know, part of what inspires me about Tito is, you know, you guys know I have a consulting firm. I work with artists and musicians and clients and TV. And when I go backstage, if I'm at a show, Tito's one of the few people I see, you mm-hmm. know, doing warm-ups and doing exercises and not partaking in drugs. And, you know, he's preparing himself to get on stage. And he always shows up on time, if not early, in full makeup, hair, and wardrobe. If that audience could have two people or it could have 2,000 people, you would not know from how he performs on stage. And if there's anything you can take from some of our conversation here today, it's that it does not matter what the circumstances are. You still have to show up and do your very best and believe.
And in my mind, something that you told me and it really resonated with me, it's like, how are you going to show up to your new life?
Mm.
And that's why I'm also like very disciplined, double disciplined on everything I do.
I love
like,
that.
Like today I woke up and I was feeling down. I'm like, you know what? No. And I went for an hour run from in old Santa Monica, you know, mm-hmm. and went back. So you just got to pick up good habits.
Yes.
I feel like depression, it's real.
It is real.
But you don't have a choice if you don't eat right, exercise, meditate, and take care of yourself.
Right.
You just go down in the hole, you're just going to be there forever.
Oh, so good. I mean, you're so, again, so much wisdom, so much stuff. So I love all this. There's so many notes. Everyone, take this in, absorb it, apply it, recognize that so much change is within us and there are Titos everywhere, not just here, but exactly. all around us. Look for the people, look for the helpers, look for the inspiration because God is always sending you reminders that you deserve and you are capable. So Tito, now where can people keep up with you? What do you have going on next? Because you always have, I literally can't keep up with you. You always have something going on. So tell us about any new music, where we can find you, all the things.
Well, so you can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook, you know, Tito Ray Music. But right now I'm working on my next single. Actually, my next single is done and mm-hmm. It's called Familia Adelante. And you will connect with this because it talks about taking care of your family.
Yes, I do understand
my
that.
My father had a crazy story. Well, my father tried to kill me and my mom when I was 12. He was a drug addict.
Oh,
and
wow.
At the same time, he was drug dealing.
Oh, wow.
He will come and in and out of the house. He will get lost for months. And once in December, he came home at like 2 a.m. I don't know why I was helping my mom at the liquor store. At the time, we had a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes in and he's completely coming down from something
because
his eyes were crazy.
How old are you?
I was 12.
12, just a baby.
Then he pulls a gun on my mom.
Oh my God.
And he said, give me everything you made today and give me alcohol and cigarettes or I'll kill you right now. And then I went in front of my mom and I said, if you're going to kill her, you got to kill me first.
Oh, the trauma.
We had another helper in the store mm-hmm. and she picked up cigarettes, all the cash, liquor, the most expensive liquor, and she grabbed a bag and he's like, here you go.
I mean, you were robbed by your own father as a child.
Whose name is Tito. My real name is Paolo,
mm-hmm.
but his name is Tito.
Wow.
And he left. He had an accident after that. He fell from a bridge and broke his cervical and he was paraplegic for a week and then he died.
Oh my God.
And since then, I felt the pressure of taking care of my mom.
Sure.
I'm like, my mom lost her house, lost the car, lost the family business, everything because she loved this man.
Of course. A common story amongst like immigrants, first generation. We feel a lot of weight and responsibility to take care
of
our families.
So in this song, I tell the story of when the cops came into my house, my father was dealing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
My mom wasn't. She wasn't aware of anything.
Okay.
And then like at 2 a.m., they come in. They knock on the door, break everything down, look for drugs, cash, whatever. And I wake up at 2 a.m. and I hear my mom, please don't wake up Paulito, which is me. Please, there's nothing in his room. I swear it's nothing. There's nothing in his room. And the song, I'm getting emotional.
I know, it's beautiful.
And the chorus, I said, Don't cry. Don't cry. Sacaré a la familia adelante. Sacaré a la familia adelante. Which means, mama, don't cry. Mama, don't cry. I'm going to take care of the family.
Oh, Tito. The truth is, Tito, you are taking care of the family.
I am.
And you're doing amazing work. And we are so proud of you. I think everyone listening right now can feel that we want you to win.
I'm ruining my makeup, Nicole. This is not worth it.
I was like, I am not going to lose a lash here today. You are not going to have me out here looking a mess on YouTube. You're not going to do it. Y'all, how incredible is he? How incredible is he?
You are incredible. Thank you for
having
me. You're
amazing. It's a joy that you're here today. And thank you so much for sharing so vulnerably, being so open and so honest with us. I mean, not only are you beyond inspiring, but I think your story is one that just so many of us can connect to and be inspired by. Just really take pieces of it and say, like, wherever we are, there's merit to it, matters. So I appreciate you giving of yourself that way to us here today. And how can we give back to you? Where can we download your single and hear more from you?
Well, it's everywhere. And this single that I just talked, Familia Adelante, is coming out between the second and third week of August. You can find it anywhere. There's a very cool music video. I'm Tito Ray, and this is who I am.
Another great chat. Oh, I love spending time together. Now I need you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review because I love hearing from you. And then come hang out with me on Instagram at Nicole Walters. I'll be back here next week, and I hope you are too. See you there, friend.